This is a Religion Outside the Box podcast. I'm Rabbi Brian. Glad you tuned in. Today we're going to talk about attachment. We're going to come about it from a quote that my friend Larry shared last night at Stained Glass class. He shared the following quote. "We are defined by those things we are unwilling to let go of. We are defined by those things we are unwilling to let go of. We're defined by the things we're unwilling to let go of." Okay, of course it ends in a preposition, but let's let go of that. Right? If you need to hold on to the fact that it ends in a preposition and you get your panties all in a wad about that, well, it tells you something about you, how you define yourself as a grammatician or something like that. Really, the object is to let go of things. We'll talk about attachment in a moment, but I want to focus on the word willing, unwilling. We're defined by those things we are unwilling to let go of. The fact is, we pretty much can, and we're able to let go of almost everything. But what are we unwilling to let go of? Our homes? Our wealth? Our ideas? Our positions? The labels we put on people? The outcomes to stories? I know I'm hooked on the show Lost. I'm almost unwilling to let go of not knowing what will happen next. We get really attached to things. Let's look at the word attachment. The word attachment means, well, first, its primary definition is a seizure by legal process, but the definition we want to look at is permanently affixed when adult. Permanently affixed when adult. Little tiny babies have no sense of object permanence. Things, there's no attachment for them. It's only when we get older that we have this notion, oh, that's my favorite sweater. We get attached to things. We get these nostalgic notions of what we want. We get this sense of permanence. And really, there is no permanence. The only constant, ironically, is change. I want to read to you from the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes, which pretty much sums this up. Vanity, vanity, vanity of vanity, mist, vapor, dust, air. That's what any of this is. To what does any of this amount anyway? Why do we toil and work? This generation will die, another will take its place. The sun sets, and the sun also rises. The wind blows, the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea will never be filled. Tasks will go on forever. The eye will never be satisfied in looking, or the ear filled with hearing. There is nothing new under the sun. Working, thinking, hoarding, all of it vanity, 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 utter vanity. Here's hoping you're not so attached. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.